business. Crowdsourcing Monopoly. The Mayfair Shuffle. One of the world's largest toy makers tests the wisdom of crowds.
In 1904, a young American named Elizabeth McGee received a patent for a board game in which players used tokens to move around a four-sided board, buying properties, avoiding taxes and jail, and collecting $100 every time they passed the board's starting point. 3 decades later, Charles Darrow, a struggling salesman in Pennsylvania, patented a tweaked version of the game as Monopoly. Now owned by Hasbro, a big toy maker, it has become one of the world's most popular board games, available in dozens of languages and innumerable variations. McGee was a devotee of Henry George, an economist who believed in common ownership of land. Her game was designed to be a practical demonstration of the present system of land grabbing with all its usual outcomes and consequences. And so it has become, though players snatch properties more in zeal than sadness. In Monopoly, as in life, it is better to be rich than poor. Children gleefully bankrupt their parents, and nobody uses a flat iron anymore. Board game makers have had to find their footing in a digital age. Hasbro's game and puzzle sales fell by 4% in 2010, the year the iPad came to market, and 10% in 2011. Since then, however, its game and puzzle sales have rebounded, rising by 2% in 2012 and 10% in 2013. Stephanie Wissink, a youth market analyst with Piper Jaffray, an investment bank, says that Hasbro has learned to become co-creative. They're infusing more social-generated content into their marketing and product development. Some of that content comes from Facebook. Last year, Monopoly fans voted on Hasbro's Facebook page to jettison the poor old flat iron in favour of a new cat token. Scrabble players are voting on which word to add to the new dictionary. At press time, 16 remain, including booyah, adorbs and cosplay. Monopoly fans, meanwhile, are voting on which of 10 house rules, among them collecting $400 rather than $200 for landing on Go, requiring players to make a full circuit of the board before buying property, and Mom always gets out of jail free, always, no questions asked, to make official. The Economist has also asked its readers for new rules through our website and Facebook page. However, we wanted ours to reflect modern business realities. Several readers proposed a more active role for the bank, inevitably leading to bailouts by other players when things went south. One suggested that property prices in the London version of the game rise by 25% per turn. Building in inequality featured in several suggestions, the best being that some pieces begin far ahead of the others, with more money. These effects could be mitigated with cards such as Art School and Finding Myself that let other players catch up.